Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Eric Zorn is here. He comes by every Monday, and we discuss whatever's on his mind. He's the greatest father in all the land. Hello, Eric.
I wonder if they should change that to one of the greatest. I mean, it feels a
no.
bit much.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change
You're
it.
You're a good dog Maybe father, not. Too. I saw your dog Hazel playing in the snow, making
wasn't that
snow
a,
angels.
Wasn't that a cool little video? Yeah. It's so funny. She just sees 10 years old and is real creaky, but goes out in the snow and throws herself around in it.
Oh.
It's very cool.
Feels good on their arthritic bodies.
Maybe that's right.
I bet.
That's right. We'll be doing it in a few years.
Yeah, I know. I did it this weekend.
Eric, let us discuss Gary McCarthy.
Let's.
All right. Gary McCarthy,
former police superintendent who was let
Cliff
go.
Cliff Clavin. That's who he sounds very much like. I'm sorry, he does.
I know. He's a New Yorker. They brought him in here to be, Rahm Emanuel brought him in here to be chief of police, and then he fired him rather abruptly.
He was a fall guy.
He was the fall guy.
It looked like things were kind of improving, were they not? I thought he was doing a decent job.
Well, I think, I mean, yes. I mean, statistically, if you look back, yeah, he was doing a good job.
But there was a period where things were really, really bad. I mean, we had a couple of weeks or months, actually, that things were really bad, and we knew somebody had to take the hit on this, and it ended up being Gary McCarthy.
Well, it was the whole Laquan McDonald story.
Yeah.
If you remember,
yeah.
The Laquan McDonald, I think it was October of 2014. Laquan McDonald's this teenager who was running around the streets holding a knife, and then Officer Jason Van Dyke shot him 16 times and killed him.
And there's video footage.
And the dash cam video is very troubling. And the mayor and everybody sort of sat on that for a long time during the mayoral election campaign of 2015. And then it finally came out somewhat after that. We got to see the video. And it was an international uproar.
Yeah,
it's quite an eye-opener.
And McCarthy was the fall guy for that. And the trial for Jason Van Dyke, who's been charged with first-degree murder, is coming up in Cook County. It's been on the docket for a long time, a lot of pretrial motions and so on.
Yeah.
And the question is whether this use of force was justified. Most people who watch the video, they see Laquan McDonald walking sort of at an angle away from the officer. So he's kind of skipping a little bit, and he's got something, which apparently was a knife, in his hand. And Officer Van Dyke moves toward him and unloads with the gun.
While there were many other police officers at the scene.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not like he pulled up on his own.
Now, I've been predicting for a while that I think Van Dyke is going to be acquitted because of the way that these things tend to go. And that a lot of these trials around the country of police officers who seem to overreact and open fire on people, they tend to get acquitted. It happened up with Philando Castile up in the Twin Cities area where it's like, what's going on here? The guy says, I've got a gun. I'm gonna show you. And then the cop just fires at him. He had a taillight that was out.
That was horrible.
So the reason that this is increasingly interesting now, not only this trial's coming up, but McCarthy is thinking about running for mayor. In fact, it's almost certain that he is. He had a fundraiser over the weekend up at the Irish American Cultural Center on the Northwest Side. And he hasn't officially announced yet, but it looks like he's going to go after Mayor Emanuel, who challenged him. Now, Paul Vallis obviously basically said he's going to run as well. I'm not sure anybody is officially. I'm not even sure Emanuel is officially announced for re-election because this election is not until the primary won't be for more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 2019. Well, no, the election will be the primary election will be, or actually, it's not technically a primary. It's like the first cut, and someone has to get more than 50%. Remember last time?
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel was held under 50% by Chuy Garcia.
Oh yeah.
And so they had a runoff. The top two had a runoff. So it's like it's sort of the preliminary, and if someone gets more than 50%, then it's over. But if no one does, then it goes into a runoff. And a little complicated, but it's in a year from now. It's 2019. So anyway, this is all background to this interview that Mike Flannery of Fox 32 had with Gary McCarthy on his show Friday night, which I thought was really interesting. Because, McCarthy is the guy who was in charge of the police department during this thing. And Flannery is asking him, he says, well, many Chicagoans look at this dash cam video and they see a murder. Do you see that? And McCarthy kind of goes, he's going to have a hard time explaining this. He gets due process, mumble. Flannery presses him again, do you see a murder? And there's a long pause. And Flannery says, why are you reluctant to say that? And McCarthy says this. He says, because we're trained, police officers are trained in something called the 21-foot rule. And the 21-foot rule has it that if somebody is within 21 feet of you and they have an open knife, you're dead. So there's going to be some consternation, he says, as far as tactical training goes. Jason Van Dyke ended up in a tactically inferior position a tactically inferior position, he said, to Laquan McDonald. He took action on that.
Because he was in that 21 feet, is what he's implying.
Within 21 feet. Now, of course, the fact that his proximity to Laquan McDonald was his own choice. I mean, he was advancing.
Yeah.
McDonald was clearly walking away. He was not walking like... directly away, but he was walking on an angle that was not bringing him into contact with.
But he wasn't running towards him. And again, there were other officers on the scene.
Some of those officers closer, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, right? And they had been closer, yeah. So then Flannery says, well, he, being Laquan McDonald, seemed to be moving away from him in the video. And McCarthy says, you know what? He's moving astride him. Now, astride is a funny word, but I think I know what he means. More perpendicular than directly away. He says, everybody says he's walking away. It's not true to me. Walking away means you're going in that direction. In the video, he points in one way. He says, and I'm standing here. That's not the case. He was walking astride him. And again, astride is not the exact right word, but what he's saying is that McDonald was walking sort of along.
Not closer, but
he was actually, I mean, if you look at the video, it looks like he sort of angled away as he's walking away from the officer. So anyway, so Flannery says, do you think he could get off at trial? And McCarthy goes, I don't know. And Flannery says, you're citing reasons a jury might acquit him. And McCarthy says, I'm citing reasons in police training that may refute a murder. That's what it comes down to. And what interests me about this, first of all, is what we're seeing is a little bit of a preview of what's going to be the defense of Officer Van Dyke, which is, this guy had a knife, and you never know what he's going to do with it, and he might have turned and thrown it at me. He was within 21 feet of me. I have a right to feel threatened at that point and to open fire. And I shot him 16 times. I don't know why that was necessary, but of course it's the first shot that matters the most. But the thing that interests me beyond that, first of all, I mean, there's going to be political consequences. If Van Dyke is acquitted, it's going to be a big deal in Chicago.
Yep.
Probably street protests and
pandemonium.
So on. It's going to be a big deal. And the second thing is that I think that this really, really is going to get in the way of McCarthy's mayoral campaign right now. I mean, I put this on Facebook and people are saying, well, that's the end of his mayoral hopes right there.
I mean,
there.
Who's going to support him after hearing this?
Well,
now?
There are people who are going to support him, and probably, you know, certainly police officers and their families are going to support him. But I think that this is something that really it has a very tin ear for what happened there. It shows, you know, a real willingness to forgive the officer. And remember, this was the incident. This was the episode that it roiled this city, that cost him his job.
Right.
And
it's
going to be back in the news. So I see this as being something, a really big, you know, sort of a fatal blow to his political aspirations.
If you're trying to bring down Officer Van Dyke, don't you stress the 16 shots as much as you stress the proximity of where he was to McDonald? Don't you play that up saying, what was the mindset of shooting that many times?
Yeah, I think, said just the first one counts. I mean,
it suggests someone who's out of control.
Yeah,
16
right.
shots.
I
right.
would play that up.
I
like
think
crazy.
You do yep. play that up. The defense will say, well, and as I said here, is like the first shot that takes him down. That's the shot that you have to focus on. You can't focus on, you know. And there's this way that they look at police incidents like this, where they look at just that exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look before. They don't look after. They look at in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
What was in the officer's mind? What do they think was in the perpetrator, the victim,
right.
whatever, the person who was shot, what do they think was in his mind? What was reasonable at that moment for the officer to do? Now, his argument's going to be, well, this guy had a knife. He had been puncturing tires on police cars. He was, you know.
That's not life or death.
And that he might have been taken that knife and run down the street and stabbed a bunch of children and old ladies. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, if he had a gun in his hand, you know, that's a kind of defense that actually works pretty well. Because if you've got someone who is behaving irresponsibly, who's got a gun, that person is definitely a threat.
Yeah. A threat.
The question is whether this small knife is a threat. Another thing I've heard about in defense of Van Dyke, the officer, is that sometimes you have these little knives, but they can actually be guns. They look like knives, but they're actually guns. I don't know much about that.
I've never heard of that.
But the political implications of this are interesting, because you've also got, as I mentioned, Paul Vallis, the former school CEO, is running. Troy LaRivière, who is the head of the Chicago Principals Association, sort of a renegade former principal, who's very much into teachers' rights and education issues, is probably going to run as well. It's going to be a really interesting primary season. I feel like from this that McCarthy has kind of taken himself out of the running for the year. I don't see it. I think that if you want to be the face, the voice, the advocate for Officer Van Dyke,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a good place to be.
Maybe not. Eric Zorn is here. If you want to comment or questions for Eric, 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. No, you have to say, why, like Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Speaking of the Olympics, yeah. Eric, you have an interesting take on it.
Yeah, well, did you see I, Tanya, since you're
brought
up?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was an excellent movie.
It was fantastic.
I was not ready for it to be quite that good, but it was excellent.
Allison Janney, I think the best acting of anybody I saw all year long.
Ever.
I haven't seen all the nominated movies, but that one was really,
yeah, she was
really
great.
Good. You know, I was interested. I've seen some stuff online, and this struck me was like watching some of the coverage of the Olympics, where they're referring to, like, ladies skiing and ladies skating, and then they talk about, you know, women's curling, women's ice hockey, and I'm wondering, like, where does this ladies come from?
I hate that word. I'm sorry. I do.
Why do you hate that word?
I don't know. And when you say it sometimes,
hello,
I'm like, I'm not a lady. Come on. That
so
just
you're
sounds...
more comfortable, because I've noticed sometimes when I'm leaving, because it's you and Jasmine in the office, if I go, bye, guys, see you tomorrow, everybody's fine. But if I go ladies, I hear like, oh.
I know.
What's with that?
See, a lot of people use that term ironically. I think a lot of people of the younger generation use it ironically.
The guys?
There's a pro-abortion rights group called the Lady Party. It's Justice League, but that's used ironically, right?
Yes,
and when Bill's saying goodnight, ladies, that's an ironic tone to it.
Right.
This is actually serious, and it reminds me of you know, Downton Abbey, the old days where the ladies, and it also reminds me of Wimbledon, which is, you know, the famous tennis tournament,
yeah,
where they have the ladies division but they have the gentlemen's division, but they don't have, it's not like gentlemen skiing.
Assume. If we don't say a man or woman's name, that it must be guys, right? If it's skiing, it must be guys skiing. And to qualify that it's women skiing, we must say ladies skiing.
I'm not so sure they do that in the Olympics. I think they do with sports. Like when they talk about basketball or college
women's basketball.
People assume it's men. The default is men.
Right.
But it's women's basketball, right? It's not ladies basketball. Although there are some
the
schools.
Ones with the free spirit where they're playing in their high heels.
Ladies basketball.
That's ladies.
Well, they have and the lingerie bowl. Now that is some ladies sports.
Yes.
But there are some schools. I think is DePaul the Lady Blue Demons.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
There are schools that use the term. It just seems like it's just an old fashioned, a little bit patronizing, a little belittling term. It's better than girls.
I like girls,
for adult, but not for adult women. Girls gymnastics. That's what that is in the Olympics. Girls gymnastics.
I
right?
guess
they're 12 years old and so
when
on.
When you go to a golf course, there's the regular tees and there is the ladies tees.
Do you use that one?
Yeah. I use that one.
he literally uses the tees. But a lot of courses now they'll have the 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star. They'll be colored.
I like that better.
So it'll be shorter. Sometimes it'll be referred to as the senior in women's tees.
Right.
Tees, you know?
Because it automatically implies that a woman couldn't possibly hit the ball as far as a man. That's impossible to even imagine.
Well, yes and no. I mean, what it's meant to do, I think, is to even up the difference
sure.
if you're playing in a group. The women don't hit the ball as far.
What if there's a weak guy?
Well, Michelle Wee can hit the ball more than 300 yards. I mean, mm-hmm. There are certainly women who can. It's just this is the way that they. If you have people who are of equal experience, mm-hmm. you even it out that way. But it's the use of this term, and I get that sporting groups and I've read about this, that this is something that the International Olympic Committee has done for a long time, and this is tradition and so on. But why do the announcers play into this? Why do they go for, like,
that's a good point.
Let's see the women's downhill.
Downhill, so do you have to say women's at all? You can say we're now doing the downhill skiing event. If you're watching it,
you'll figure it out.
They're women.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any problems saying which event it is.
Right.
As Wendy
but the terminology is a little archaic. Like,
well, they don't say men's downhill.
I think they do in the Olympics because there isn't really a default. There isn't a default, but the thing is, like, they'll add new sports. They'll add some of these snow sports. What's the one they added? The freestyle,
the snowboard
stuff, and they'll call that the ladies too. Which I'm like, hey, okay, we'll give you when they had alpine skiing back in the 30s, that's when they added it for women.
Right.
They call it ladies because that's the kind of words they used back then.
In the 30s,
oh my gosh, let's let the ladies ski now. But.
Would dames be more comfortable if it was dames skiing?
The chicks have the chicks. No, it's like it is really. To me, it's a patronizing term.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, I use it when I call square dances. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, right.
That fits into a square dance.
It does totally, but it's gents and ladies. So as long as it's if it were right. men, if it were men and ladies, I would never do it. But
men and women,
and there are a lot, and there are a lot of callers who
fiddlers,
are more,
non-fiddlers.
There are a lot of callers who are a little bit more woke than I am, who use men and women.
Well, oh, yeah. Look at the term he used.
But I think, when you do that in square dance calling, you lose a bit of that sense of history that you're
right.
that you're evoking, because it's a real traditional art form. But.
Should Katie Couric have been criticized for her depiction of what goes on in the Netherlands? She said in the opening ceremonies that the reason that the people in the Netherlands are such good skiers is that the canals are always the canals are always frozen over, so they need to skate from place to place. So that's common.
That's how they get around.
Reading Hans Christian Andersen stories.
I didn't hear that.
No, that's hilarious. Yeah.
I think Bob Costas was messing with her. Here, say that. Just say this.
She should be totally criticized.
Yeah,
for that.
She should be fired.
She should be banned and ostracized and shamed.
Yep.
So there you go.
No more Katie Couric. She's done.
We're the zero tolerance era now.
What about the L and LPGA? That might be part of the problem. The ladies' golf.
Oh.
It is. That's crazy. LPGA. It should be WPGA.
Yeah, we got to change that.
Yeah.
So.
But the same criticism has been made of the United Negro College Fund for years and years and years.
Well, again, that's...
Is that we need to change the name.
Well, that would be up to them. Right, but that comes from. I mean, I think that organization was founded back in the 50s, maybe
right.
even before that, when that was the term that people used.
Yeah.
And I guess they, you know, it's like the NAACP, right?
Stands for the Negro Leagues. Anytime anybody goes back and looks at baseball history, and that comes up, people go, "Oh, you can't call it that."
That's what it was called, right?
You know, you're stuck.
If they started it again, then we would really have
right. That would be a problem.
About. But no, I mean, it's like this, when you have a terminology that's old. That's why I said, well, if you want to say, okay, we call this ladies skiing because it was the ladies skiing in 1936.
Right.
That's a little bit of an excuse, not
right.
much of one, because it's like things get modernized. But when you add, you know, snowboarding and call it ladies, there's no excuse.
Then do they
no
have to wear skirts while they're thinking, snowboarding?
Oh, they don't
hope,
have
they don't
to.
Have, they should though. My yeah. goodness.
Oh my God! Shut up.
That's Eric Zorn, everybody.
God.
Read him in your Chicago
no,
Tribune.
Don't.
We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.